Welcome to the first lecture of Component 2, The Culture of Healthcare. This second unit describes health professionals, or the people in healthcare. This lecture will introduce some of the terms used in healthcare and health professions education. It will also describe the education, training, certification, and licensure of physicians. After completing this unit, the learner will be able to define terms in healthcare and in the training of health professionals. Describe the education, training, certification, and licensure of physicians, including specific roles of primary care specialties like family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, and obstetrics and gynecology. Describe cases where primary care is delivered by non-primary care specialties like emergency medicine. And describe common medical specialties and subspecialties, surgical specialties and subspecialties, and the roles of radiologists and pathologists. Many health professions provide care to the sick and injured. This includes pre-hospital care, care within a hospital, outpatient or ambulatory care, home care, and extended or long-term care. While the emphasis on this unit is the roles of each specific health professional, remember that most healthcare is delivered using a team approach. A patient is anyone who seeks medical services. The term clinician separates those qualified to provide clinical care in medicine, psychiatry, or psychology from those specializing in laboratory research techniques or in theory. A disease is an impairment of a specific structure or function of the body, and this produces symptoms or physical findings. Symptoms are part of the story patients tell about their illness, including specific complaints about the location of the pain, how often the pain occurs, and the duration of the pain. Physical findings are what the physician or other health professional determines by observation and physical examination, for example, tenderness, maneuvers that increase or lessen the pain. Diseases usually have a specific cause. For example, bacteria pneumonia is caused by a specific type of bacteria. A syndrome is a combination of symptoms and findings not easily attributable to a specific cause. An example of a syndrome is carpal tunnel syndrome, which causes pain, burning, and numbness in the hand. Each of the units in Unit 2 will describe the sequence that health professionals go through to become educated, trained, and eligible to practice. Professional health education is a formal program, which usually includes lectures and other learning activities, including simulation and patient contact. Depending on the health profession, it may be on-the-job training, a certificate, or an associate, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree. Health professions training is typically supervised clinical practice with an increasing level of responsibility over time. Certification has several meanings. One definition is a short education or training program, usually lasting 1 year or less, for example, a medical assistant certificate program. Certification by a national health profession organization usually requires completion of an accredited program and an exam. Radiologic technologist is a certified health professional. Physicians are considered board certified in a specialty or subspecialty by completion of an approved residency or fellowship and a board exam. Another meaning of certification is that which is used by states. States have a variety of mechanisms for regulating clinical practice, one of which is certification. Education for a physician typically includes 4 years of college and 4 years of medical school. The medical school can be either allopathic or osteopathic. After medical school, physicians usually received 3 to 5 years of training in a specialty. Fellowship training provides an additional 1 to 3 years of study to gain expertise in a subspecialty. Physician specialty certification requires successful completion of an approved residency or fellowship program, a valid license to practice medicine, and completion of a written and/or practical exam that varies by specialty and subspecialty. Maintenance of certification is now required in many specialties. This often includes specific continuing medical education requirements, quality improvement activities, patient surveys, and periodic specialty exams. Licensure is regulated by each state and requires successful completion of the United States Medical Licensing Examination, or USMLE, although exam requirement may vary from state to state. The USMLE is a nationally administered exam with three levels or steps. Step 1 tests the application of basic science to clinical practice and typically is required at the end of the first 2 years of medical school. Step 2 is divided into two parts, a written test of clinical knowledge and a test of clinical skills using actors portraying patients, and is usually required for graduation from medical school. Step 3 tests more applied clinical knowledge and is usually taken after the first year of residency. Some states allow reciprocity, which honors a valid license between states. However, there are usually minimal additional requirements to apply for a license in another state. Primary care includes specialties that provide routine care that is continuous. It includes acute care, health maintenance, and management of chronic disease, not requiring a specialist. The primary care physician also serves as the gatekeeper and coordinator of additional care if needed by a subspecialist. Primary care includes family medicine, provides care for the entire family, including infants, children, and adults. Some family medicine physicians also provide obstetrical care. Internal medicine provides care to adolescents and adults. Pediatrics provides care to infants, children, and adolescents. Obstetrics and gynecology provides services to women, including childbirth. It is variably described as primary or specialty care. However, many women do obtain primary care services from their obstetrician or gynecologist. If a patient does not have a primary care physician, they may seek primary care in the emergency room or from a specialist that they see on a frequent basis. The decreasing number of primary care physicians has exacerbated this practice. Subspecialties tend to focus on a specific organ system, population, or disease cause. Although this is a list for internal medicine, there are similar subspecialties in pediatrics. Cardiovascular disease focuses on the heart and blood vessels. Endocrinology, diabetes, and metabolism focuses on organs that secrete hormones, which often control biological functions and other organs. Gastroenterology is the treatment of diseases of the esophagus, stomach, and intestines. Geriatric medicine provides care for patients who are 65 years or older. Hematology and oncology focuses on diseases of the blood, like anemia and cancer. Infectious disease provides treatment for diseases caused by viruses, bacteria, and other microorganisms. Nephrology addresses diseases of the kidneys and urinary tract. Pulmonary disease and critical care medicine focuses on the diseases of the lungs and/or patients in critical care units. Rheumatology focuses on the diseases of the joints, like arthritis. The general surgeon treats common surgical problems in a variety of anatomic locations. Many surgical subspecialists must first complete a residency in general surgery. Cardiovascular surgery is performed on the heart and blood vessels. Colon and rectal surgeons work with surgical problems in the lower intestinal tract. Neurosurgery deals with surgical problems of the brain, spinal cord, and nervous system. Orthopedic surgeons treat sports injuries and disease of the bones and joints. Otolaryngology is surgery on the ear, nose, and throat. Pediatric surgery is surgery on infants, children, and adolescents. Plastic surgery includes cosmetic and reconstructive surgery. Urology is surgery on the kidneys and urinary tract. Radiology is the use of imaging techniques for diagnosis, to guide procedures and biopsies, and the use of radiation to treat diseases. A diagnostic radiologist is the most general radiologist and interprets regular X-rays, CT, and MRI scans, and performs some diagnostic procedures. Neuroradiology specializes in the brain and spinal cord. Interventional radiologists perform procedures including inserting catheters into blood vessel to use dyes to characterize the anatomy of blood vessels and the organs that they supply. They also use a variety of imaging modalities to guide the insertion of biopsy needles to collect tissues for diagnosis. Pediatric radiologists interpret images of and perform invasive procedures on infants, children, and adolescents. Radiation oncologists use various types of radiation to treat diseases, especially cancer. A nuclear radiologist uses imaging techniques that measure uptake of radioactive labeled substances, typically injected into a vein. The general pathologist conducts autopsies and uses a microscope to examine slides of tissues to look for abnormalities. Blood banking, transfusion medicine, is a branch of pathology that supervises the collection of blood donations, identifies the complex number of blood types for compatibility between the donor and the potential receipt of a transfusion. A cytopathologist examines slides to look at abnormalities in cells, including surgical samples, to make the diagnosis of cancer. A forensic pathologist or medical examiner looks for causes of death in patients that die suddenly or violently. Laboratory medicine is the science of operating a medical laboratory that includes chemistry, hematology, and microbiology. Pediatric pathologists specialize in the pathology of infants, children, and adolescents. There are a growing number of non-clinical roles that physicians assume. These can be full-time or along with clinical duties. The following list is just a few examples. Many physicians are involved in administration of hospitals, medical schools, clinics, and private practices. Teaching can also be a full or part-time role. The clinician-teacher role is one that is being more widely recognized and rewarded. Research, either in the laboratory or in clinical settings, is another frequent role of physicians. Public health, including environmental health, epidemiology, and health promotion disease prevention, is another option for physicians. With the growth of clinical information systems, there will be a growing need for physicians in health and biomedical informatics. With the large number of medical journals and medical books, physicians also assume the role of author and editor. In summary, this unit provides descriptions of terminology used in healthcare and in the education of health professionals. It also describes the education, training, certification, and licensure of physicians. This unit provides an overview of primary care physicians and common specialties and subspecialties, and outlines of some of the non-clinical roles physicians may assume, either full or part-time.